Mountain guide Radu Zahari knows the Carpathian Arc, Europe's second biggest mountain range, like the back of his hand. For him, landscape is at its most magical when blanketed in snow. Today, passions drive Zahari, awe at the beauty of the mountain forests and rage at their continued destruction. Entire crests have been raised, the trees have vanished. Mostly, says Zahari, they've been chopped down by small Romanian businesses and processed by international corporations like Austrian wood company Schweighofer. Romsilver is Romania's state-run forest management body that's supposed to enforce laws and monitor deforestation. But oversight is tricky. The forest is owned by many different people. The laws are complex, and there are just a few inspectors. On top of that, says Zahari, corruption is rampant. Yet Romania has a dilemma. It is home to Europe's last virtually untouched ancient forests, but the country is also poor. That makes the abundant wood even more valuable. Driving through Transylvania, you cannot escape evidence of logging. Take this parking lot on a country road close to the city of Sibiu. Two men with chainsaws are chopping up tree trunks. They'd rather not say where the wood came from or where it's headed. A little later, travelling on foot, we spot a van parked up on a forest road at the foot of the Fagaras Mountains. It's full of wood. The driver and another man have gotten out of the vehicle, which seems to have broken down. We ask them where they got their cargo from. It's firewood, they say, which they just took from the forest with permission from the ranger. When we ask if they have a delivery note and whether the wood was cut legally, they clam up. The ton and a half of firewood in their van should bring the equivalent of at least 150 euros. If it's illegal, it's still a relatively minor offence. Hans Hedrick is on the board of the New Way Association, one of numerous citizens' initiatives fighting illegal deforestation in Romania. When it comes to large-scale logging, the name Schweighofer immediately comes to his mind. The Austrian company Holz Industrie Schweighofer has been active in Romania since 2002, when it was supported by the government under then-Prime Minister Adrian Năstase. Năstase has since gone to jail for corruption cases unconnected to forestry or the timber trade. The Schweighofer company, for its part, quickly rose to the top of the softwood processing markets.